Chapter 3. The Trunk. Day brightened and faded and brightened again while they climbed. The men doffed their tunics and tucked them into their pack straps. Somewhat later, so did the women. Clave leered at Jan and Ginny impartially. Gavin didn't leer, but in fact the sight distracted him from his climbing. Jan and Ginny were 20-year-old twins, identical, with pale skin and dark hair, and lovely heart-shaped faces and nicely conical breasts. Some citizens called them stupid, for they had no fund of conversation, but Gavin wondered. In other matters, they showed good sense. As now, Ginny was climbing with Clave, but Merrill had dropped far behind, and Jayan stayed just beneath her, pacing her. Jayavan had lost ground after Clave resumed the lead. He cursed as he climbed, steadily, monotonously. The wind, the bark handholds, his missing leg. Often should have been one of the leaders, Gavin thought, but he kept pausing to look down. Gavin's own shoulders and legs burned with fatigue. Worse, he was making mistakes, setting his claw sandals wrong so that they slipped too often. Tired people make mistakes. Gavin saw Glory slip, thrash, and fall 2 or 3 meters before she caught an edge of bark. While she hugged herself ferociously against the tree, Gavin moved crosswise until he was behind and to the side of her. Fear held her rigid.
"Keep going," Gavin said. "I'll stay behind you. I'll catch you."
She looked down, nodded jerkily, began climbing again. She seemed to move in convulsions, putting too much effort into it. Gavin kept pace. She slipped. Gavin gripped the bark. When she dropped into range, he planted the palm of his hand under her buttocks and pushed her hard against the tree.